USA Radio News.
A variant COVID strain now detected in 33 countries. Turkey, the latest to announce it has found cases of this strain that started in England. Here in the U.S., three states are reporting cases of the variant strain. New York Medical College Dr. Bob Lahida tells CBS News he's not surprised.
This new strain has probably been with us for some weeks already.
Florida, the latest state to announce the presence of the variant strain. Dr. Lahida is asking snowbirds to stay home this winter.
These warm areas in particular, like Southern California, Florida, and Texas, are very, very hard hit right now. And you're taking a big risk. If you get sick and wind up in the hospital, there's no guarantee that you're going to get immediate intensive care.
None of the cases of the variant strain here in the U.S. are travel-related. For the first time, Congress overrides a veto by President Trump. The Senate yesterday joining the House in overriding President Trump's veto of the defense budget. All eight of Trump's previous vetoes had been upheld. This is USA Radio News.
Hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use them.
TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
A Republican congressman not giving up his efforts to overturn the election results. Texas's Louie Gohmert and 11 other Republicans had filed suit to give the vice president the power to disregard some electoral votes. A federal judge yesterday threw out the suit, though, claiming Gohmert doesn't have standing. Gohmert saying last night he'll appeal. He tells Newsmax the courts are sending a troubling message.
But the bottom line is the court is saying we're not going to touch this. You have no remedy. Basically, in effect, the ruling would be that you got to go to the streets and be as violent as Antifa and BLM.
Gohmert says he expects a judge to rule on his appeal before Wednesday. It might be up to the next Congress to approve bigger stimulus checks. The Senate adjourning last night without a vote on approving checks for $2,000. President Trump tweeting that failing to approve bigger checks is not fair or smart. Tomorrow, the 116th Congress comes to a close and the 117th Congress gets underway. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A record set in the Georgia Senate runoff elections. Early voting now closed after 3 million votes are cast. That's the most Georgia has ever had in a runoff. It includes over 115,000 people who did not vote in the presidential race. Election day is Tuesday. President Trump will be in Georgia Monday to rally for Republicans David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. The only woman on federal death row is scheduled to be executed just days before President-elect Joe Biden takes office. Here's Jeremy Scott.
A federal appeals court ruled Friday that a lower court judge was in error when he vacated Lisa Montgomery's execution date. She was set to die at the Federal Correctional Complex in Terre Haute, Indiana in December before U.S. District Court Judge Randolph Moss delayed the execution after her attorneys contracted coronavirus. Montgomery was convicted of murdering 23-year-old Bobby Joe Stinnett in Missouri in 2004. Prosecutors say she used a rope to strangle the pregnant woman and then cut the baby from the womb with a kitchen knife and tried to pass the baby off as her own. President-elect Biden has said he opposes the death penalty. Montgomery is set to die on January 12th. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Vandalism at the home of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, her San Francisco home covered in graffiti yesterday morning. Someone spray painting "Cancel Rent" and "We Want Everything" on her garage door. A severed pig's head also found at the scene. Pelosi in D.C. at the time, no one claiming responsibility for the vandalism. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.